Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. This is a special edition. It's 985C. The C is about the COVID-19 or coronavirus. Will warm weather slow? Yeah, but it won't halt the coronavirus. That's right. The warm weather in 5 of 6 coronaviruses slows them down. And we don't know whether it's the warm weather, the humidity, or the distancing people have, or the fact we're outside, or the sun's rays, or the energy of the sun. We don't know why it is. But 5 of the 6 common coronaviruses go south during about mid or early April. So we should start to see that if it's true soon. That's why this is a special one to be released on April 1st or 2nd. Maybe even on the 31st where we're recording it. And then it will probably come back in the fall. They usually come back around October 15th. So what does that mean? It means that we may have 4 to 5 months to get a treatment and to get a vaccine ready. Now, Dr. Fauci was smart enough to, on January 3rd or 4th, he let 4 contracts, I understand it, for vaccine development. There are now 16 in existence, but he had enough money to do 4. 3 of those 4 firms, I understand, are in human safety testing now. In fact, they've gone public and said they are. If that's true, then sometime in July or August, we ought to start efficacy, and with luck. And Dr. Fauci said he has enough money because of the first tranche of money, that $8.3 billion, to, in fact, get these companies that, if they look like they're going to be successful, to get them to gear up to start production early so that they can be ready for mass distribution as soon as possible, maybe even as soon as late October, early November. So that's our hope. The other thing, he said there are 40 drugs now in some form of trial for treatment of this, and he thinks we've got more than a 90% chance one will be successful. One of the problems with this and one of our fears, one of the 6 of us who has it is asymptomatic totally and for 14 to 20 days can spread this without having any symptoms. That's 1 of 6, at least 16% of us. The average incubation period is 5 days, so almost all of us can spread it for little bit of time before we're symptomatic. And then there's another thing that it looks like 1 of 6 of us, even after we get rid of it, spread it in our poop. That means oral fecal transmission, which means you can may be able to get it from food, which means you want to cook all your food to 140 degrees for 15 minutes. This virus is very susceptible to detergents like soaps. It's very susceptible to alcohol and very susceptible to bleach. When you do surfaces, that's important, but it is transmissible by 3 mechanisms. 1 is droplet. That's the usual way. Someone coughs or sneezes, they put out droplets. That's why people are saying all of us should be wearing masks as a courtesy to others, not to protect ourselves, but to protect others. The second way is through breathing, if you will, aerosol, just our breathing in and out. By the way, the droplets, when you sing, you produce a lot of droplets. And that's why choirs that practice this in Seattle, I think there was 1 choir in Seattle, and a huge number of the people who were at choir practice have this because they transmit droplets and they learn how to project their aerosols. The aerosol is the second way, and this fecal-oral we worry about as the third way. are companies producing blood tests? Yeah, there are two types of tests. One is the antigen. It measures, do you have the virus? That's what we've done up to now. Now, there's also an antibody showing, are you producing antibodies that will hopefully render you immune to it in the future? How long do those last? We don't know. At least we're hoping, if the other coronaviruses are any measure or any example, that is the currently existing coronaviruses, there are at least six of them, including SARS and MERS, but three of them in the influenza B vaccine that we normally get. When we get a flu shot, we get three of those and a couple of the H1N1s, influenza A. It looks like your immunity lasts at least a year, maybe 2 years, hopefully even longer. And in fact, that's that immune globulin. Those people who've recovered can go back and treat others. That's what medical. So when you're a physician, you get it. The good news is, if you get it and get immunity to it, you can go in and help treat others with less fear of yourself getting very sick or dying from it. This immune globulin, that is, people who've recovered, they're processing that, giving that to people who are very sick, and it looks like, at least anecdotally, that's working. We don't know whether chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine and zithromycin are, but we should know by, I would guess, April 10th, just about the same time we know whether it goes south for summer.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Smokers are more at risk. Vapers are more at risk. Marijuana smokers are more at risk. If you want to do marijuana, this is really the time to make sure you get it in edible. Check the dosage. Too little sleep? Yeah. Too little sleep, not enough good nutrition, impede your immune system. So get 7 hours. Do a regular sleep, at least 7 hours. Get a multivitamin. You can go to mypersona.com. They're the sponsor of this. That's where I get my personalized nutrition. I'm glad they're our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins or minerals, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. You can get supplements customized to your need. Visit mypersona.com. I am chair of their scientific advisory board. You can take their free online assessment and get the benefits and improve your immunity as well. But the data are, after for influenza, if you get 7 hours to sleep for the week beforehand and 3 days afterwards, as well as a multivitamin before and afterwards, and maybe that personalized nutrition now, since we aren't getting the normal foods we should be getting and the fresh vegetables we should be getting, take that personalized nutrition test, see what else you need. Not only does it do that, but it takes a toll on everyone's health if you don't get enough sleep. And it takes a toll on the kids' health for long periods of time afterwards. So make sure your kids are getting enough sleep. And meth use and addiction are on the rise. I worry about that with the if you will, the money being paid, that we're the money being allocated in this stimulus bill, we need that money, but don't spend it on drugs. Remember, meth is really addictive. Narcotics are really addictive. And if you've got a addictive, if you will, genotype, 17% of us get addicted with the first use of meth or the first use of an opioid. You don't just try it. It's big problems. Don't try it once. Those are the keys. What do I worry about most? What I worry about most is that this virus will mutate into a more virulent form. Normally with mutations, a parasite, which this virus is, it can't live on its own. It needs a cell like you to live in, or cells like you have to live in, will mutate so that they and you can coexist for longer, because that keeps it living longer. But sometimes it mutates by mistake into something that's lethal, and it kills more people. Hopefully that won't be the case. There are at least 8 forms of this now. That is, it has mutated into 8 different branches. Hopefully they are all amenable to the same vaccine common area, that common area on the virus we will be able to get. What else do I want to go over? I think the only other thing that I haven't gone over, remember, it mutates. You can give it asymptomatically. That's why you want to wear a mask. We don't have a treatment. Hopefully we will by, if it goes away and gives us a breather, no vaccine. And we talked about how it can be transmitted. The greatest hope and opportunity is we're going to learn a lot more about how to test antiviral treatments and how to get vaccines fast. We've already been doing that. And I just want to thank Dr. Fauci, as well as all of the caregivers who've been treating this and risking themselves. I think it's pretty... The songs that have been going around, don't screw this up, just stay home and watch TV. This has been a special edition of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. We're talking about the coronavirus and things. Hopefully you'll get immune to it or not get it at all. But if you do get it, hopefully you'll develop an immunity to it. Remember, sleep. That personalized nutrition, and I'm proud to be sponsored by Persona Nutrition, mypersona.com. You go to mypersona.com/Roizen. You get 50% off on your first order, but there's a free online assessment of what your nutritional needs are, what you're not getting in your diet, and you can get that personalized nutrition and supplements for you. Thanks very much for tuning in and listening. We'll be back next week. By the way, we have had some great, just sensational guests on and have some sensational guests coming up for the B segments of these. So do take advantage of our guests for these. And if I could pull them up... you know some of my favorites already, but I can't pull them up fast enough to know what I've been doing. So let's see if I can pull the list up here and give you some of my favorites. The 985B was Managing Migraines. Jelena Pavlovic, Managing Migraines from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And 983 was Robert Leinhart, who talked about ultra-sensitive testing for the dengue virus and talks a lot about how viruses attach to cells. Coming up, 986, Jennifer Tyler Lee, Half the Sugar, All the Love, and 987B, George Stagnati, talking about bovine colostrum and its ability to increase your immune function. Thanks very much for downloading us. Louise, thanks for recording us. And we'll be back next week with another latest news of the week and what it means to you. Maybe a special edition, again, if we have to talk about coronavirus. But also a wonderful guest, Jennifer Tyler Lee, is our guest next week. Half the Sugar, All the Love. Thanks again, and thank you for downloading us.